everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes.
You can read about our adventures at rvfamilytravelatlas.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are taking an in-depth look at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts franchise system. There are over 80 of these campgrounds across the U.S., and they are a great option for many families. We will talk about the activities and amenities that many Jellystone parks offer, and the company's internal rating system that can help you choose the right campground for your vacation.
We will also review the Yogi Bear Jellystone Park at Shangri-La in the great state of Pennsylvania. Located near the Susquehanna River in Milton, PA, we spent a fun-filled holiday weekend there with Yogi, Cindy, and Boo Boo. Listen to hear all of the details.
And we couldn't help but add in reviews of the classic Yogi Bear cartoons and the recent family-friendly movie. Add these DVDs to your collection for the ultimate thematic camping getaway.
All of this and so much more on episode 37 of RV Family Travel Atlas. Greetings from Camp Jellystone.
So before we start talking all things Yogi Bear.
Hey, Boo Boo. You want to steal a picnic basket.
Folks, you're going to hear that a lot tonight.
No, I will limit myself to 5 hey boo-boos.
All right, so that was one.
That was one.
You have 4 left.
I want to do it again so badly right now, but I'm controlling myself.
Space them out.
Is my Yogi Bear impersonation
pretty bad? I'm not going to hash out your Yogi Bear impersonation. Okay, RVFTA news roundup. Okay?
News roundup, yeah. A quickie tonight.
Yeah, we've got some things to talk about. First of all, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, head on over there and subscribe. This is not, great film.
Some basic product reviews.
But what we realized...
I'm not Alfred Hitchcock.
No.
You're not Martin Scorsese.
What's the girl that's in all of them? I don't know.
In Alfred Hitchcock's movies?
The girl.
Grace Kelly, Tippi Hedren,
one of
Ingrid Bergman,
just...
the Hitchcock's blondes. It wasn't one girl, honey.
One
Kim
of the
Novak.
Blondes. All right.
Come on.
So we realized we did the spring gear guide and we talked about the products. We reviewed the products.
But people
in print.
Wanted to see them.
Well, it's different. You can, it's just different when you see something
when
like
that. When you
buy
something,
great.
You get to see it.
Right. So we thought this is just a quick, easy way to show you what we're talking about. Okay.
Help you decide if these products are right for you.
Yeah. So this week we have up there the Extend-A-Line,
which was a hit at the campground this past weekend. Everybody that was camping around us came up and wanted to talk about the Extend-A-Line, wanted to touch the Extend-A-Line.
And we did not bring this up. We don't do that.
We weren't showing off the
Extend-A-Line. We don't go and do demos at campground.
We pulled it out and hooked it up and the people flocked to it.
We had all these guys asking us about it. And one of the guys right across the way came over. We were playing in the field and he said, "What's that called? I'm going to ask my wife for it for Father's Day." And then at one point you were down at the pool with all the boys and I'm up there and I realized there was 4 or 5 people at the back of our camper.
I think they were checking you out.
No, they were checking.
They were checking. Are you sure? They were checking at the Extend-A-Line.
They were not checking me out. They were checking at the Extend-A-Line.
Okay.
I'm sorry to say.
It's just
but
kind
that's
of ironic that it was when I was off at the playground.
And one of the guys said, and we said, I go, well, go on to the Good Sam blog because you reviewed it for the Good Sam blog.
That I did.
So he said, go on to the Good Sam blog and look it up. You'll see the review. And they're like, what are you selling these? Do you have them here? And I'm like, no.
He suggested that we become roving
yes.
Extend-A-Line. The line.
Yes.
So I think we just got to start selling this stuff out of the RV.
They were serious when they asked that. Well, do you have them to sell? And I'm like, no, we're not a traveling Extend-A-Line.
There's not room in the RV for product.
So anyway, subscribe to our YouTube channel. You'll see these, unboxings, these product reviews. Also, the newsletter. Another place where we show...
Snappy little newsletter.
It's just information, links. Oh, did you see this? Did you see that? It's like
catching
kind of,
you up on all things RVFTA.
Because if, you know, like it's like all the social media sort of condensed into one, and here's the news.
And then
news.
You can pick and choose what you want to digest.
Exactly. Click on this link if you want to see this or that. Okay, so there you go. There's your subscriptions. Now, another thing that we haven't done in a while. I don't know what's a while, a couple weeks maybe, but we haven't begged for iTunes reviews. So
we haven't been begging.
No, we haven't been begging. So I wanted to say thank you to the people that have left them anyway.
Kind people.
So nice.
Gentle souls.
Right, because it takes time and we recognize
it. Takes
that.
Time and effort. So, just like making a podcast.
Little bit of time, little bit of effort. All right. So a couple of podcasts. I love the one from Willow Wanderers, who wrote A Feast of Information. 5 stars. Okay, of course. It said, we traveled for years with our 3 girls, and this show is chock-a-block with ideas, advice, product reviews, and destination suggestions. The reviews are thoughtful. Well, thank you. And the destination suggestions have led us to some great places. The humor and repartee are just a bonus.
I love the fact that that person said that we
said
have repartee.
Right, and that's a first.
Can you spell repartee? Don't look down.
I'm relying on the fact that they probably use spell check.
Right.
Right? I mean, but I wouldn't necessarily know how to spell
that. That was a sweet little review right there.
Yeah, thank you. And then also, The Privateer.
The Privateer. I bet he sells stuff out of his RV.
Fun, informative family RVing podcast. This is the perfect podcast for RVing families. It is packed full of tips and ideas, which are especially helpful for families new to RVing. Yes, and we've been saying that. Newbie and experienced travelers will enjoy hearing about the host's family adventures and the reviews of campgrounds, products, and destinations. It's a fun, informative podcast.
There's something for everyone here.
Right.
It's a feast of information.
And not because we know everything.
No.
But because we're willing to talk about it anyway.
We know people who know stuff.
Right.
And we'll tell you who they are.
Exactly. We will point you in the right direction.
That's right.
Okay. So speaking of knowing everything.
Oh, disclosure time.
No.
Not
my
disclosure
expert
time.
Tips.
Your expert tips.
This is what I really want. Here's the thing, is we always get emails from people that are like, just like somebody will send an email and say, oh no, I've got a great fire starter idea.
Right.
Or I've got a great idea for this. And we read as many of the emails as we can. You know, we'll like
we read
emails.
Them.
Yeah. But one of the things that I wanted to say was it's great when you share them yourself. And there is an easy way to do that.
Explain.
There's a voice memo on your smartphone. And I know that not everybody has them, but most of you do. We see the stats and most people download our podcast on an iPhone.
That's true. Yeah, we're rocking on the iPhones.
Most people, okay? So many of you have that voice memo app. It's right there. It's naturally on your phone. It's usually in utilities. And if you hit on that voice memo app, you can just record your voice saying whatever you want to say.
And not like la-di-da.
No.
I mean, we want like a smart tip.
Yeah.
Quick
give
tips.
Give us something. So what
3 minutes or less?
What do you do really well? Do you pack, unpack? Do you make like a great dish that you love? Do you do something with a vacuum sealer before you, you know, hit the road with your food?
Do you have a trick for getting the kids to behave?
Right. Exactly. We need that. Okay. Fire starters, activities, setting up camp, gear recommendations. Anything that you think when you're listening to us and you're like, well, obviously they don't know this, send it to us. Click your voice memo and say, Jeremy and Stephanie, look.
Release your tip into the world.
Yeah.
Don't keep it bottled up inside of you. What good
right.
does it do there?
We do not pretend to know all of this stuff.
You just said that already.
Well, because I just want to be clear.
Stop saying we don't know stuff.
Well, you're nervous. People are going to be like, wait, I shouldn't be listening
stuff.
To this.
I'm a teacher. You're a teacher.
All right. We know stuff, but not necessarily all things RVing, right? So we want to hear. We love the things that other people share. We have a lot of listeners who are more experienced than we are.
And smart.
Totally
and
smart.
And a lot of our listeners are very good looking.
Oh, very beautiful. Beautiful.
Very good looking people.
Handsome. Smartest
so
in the RV.
So send in the yeah. tip.
All right. You just attach that to an email and you send it to us and we'd love to put it in the podcast. All right. Coming up next, our featured topic, greetings from Camp Jellystone.
Hey, boo-boo, you want to steal a picnic basket? They spend millions on missiles, but we don't need missiles. We need morsels, Ranger.
All right, you're down to 3.
That's one of my favorite lines from one of the cartoons. We need morsels, not missiles.
So So before we head into this week's featured topic, greetings from Camp Jellystone, we had a quick disclosure to make, because it's important to us that our listeners know where we're at, where we're coming from with our some of our partners that we work with.
Right. We don't ever want any of our listeners to be wondering,
wait a minute. It's a secret advertisement.
Is this an advertisement? Exactly.
Right. Nobody likes that feeling.
No.
So we are the guest columnists for the Jellystone blog. Mm-hmm. We write a column for them every month. Mm-hmm. And this trip that we took this past weekend to Yogi at Shangri-La was a sponsored trip.
Right.
And we'll be writing about the campground for the Camp Jellystone blog, mm-hmm. but we wanted to do this podcast. We thought it would be great, it would be fun, it would be informational, and this is not something that is being paid for in any way by Camp Jellystone.
Right. We are RV Family Travel Atlas. We are talking about great options,
all the great options
for RV families. And we think that the Jellystone Parks system.
I have a lot of great options.
Yes. And we think it's important for us to really flesh that out because actually it's, I think it's like not as well known by some people what
right.
it is.
Depends
what
on
it,
where you live and
right.
what your camping habits are.
So we thought, you know what? We've talked about our guest posts and we've talked about, we've done a review of a Jellystone, but maybe we should just go through what a Jellystone is and you sort of how you can navigate the system and find one that's good for you. So
absolutely. Okay. So what is a Camp Jellystone? First of all, there are 80 Camp Jellystone locations mm-hmm. in the United States and Canada. They skew heavily to the Midwest, the South, and the Northeast.
Yes.
Okay, there are a couple in Colorado. I think there's three, mm-hmm. and there's one in California.
Yeah.
And they are individually owned
yes.
by individual entrepreneurs, and it's a franchise system.
Right.
So these entrepreneurs basically have the right to the license mm-hmm. to use the Yogi Bear characters.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you go to a Yogi Bear campground, there are the characters there. You're mm-hmm. going to see Yogi Bear. You're going to see Boo Boo. You're going to see Ranger Smith, and you're going to see Cindy.
Cindy, yeah.
And that's a really unique, exciting part of camping. There's really nobody else that has something like that.
Right, and we've seen that firsthand from the reactions of our kids to being able to camp with characters. It is really something that sets apart that experience from all the others that they have in their camping.
Yeah, as opposed to something like Disney that can be sort of huge and overwhelming and, mm-hmm. and hard to access and you need to go at the right time of the year. The Jellystone experiences we've had, you get to be up close and personal with the characters because these are on small to mid-sized mm-hmm. campgrounds. And they just do a good job. And some of them are probably large as well.
Mm-hmm.
But they do a really good job of letting the kids interact with the characters.
Oh, absolutely. And our boys get make sure they get their hugs in.
Yeah. Oh
every
my
day.
Gosh. Oh my gosh.
Every day.
And that's a big thing mm-hmm. is that, you know, Yogi and Boo Boo and Cindy are going to make sure that the kids get the hugs
and
high fives.
Yeah.
And the kids get to spend a lot of time with the characters,
mm-hmm.
at least at the Jellystone parks we have visited.
Right.
And we do think it's important to say by doing this episode, we're not recommending all 80
yeah.
Camp Jellystones, just like we would never recommend all 480 KOAs.
Mm-hmm.
We can recommend
every state park in the country.
Yeah.
Or
it's just it's a silly thing. You
right.
know, like we can recommend the ones we've been to
mm-hmm.
and we think it's important, you know, if there's one near you, read the reviews,
mm-hmm.
look into it, see if it's going to have the activities and amenities that you're looking for.
Right.
Okay.
So,
but in general, we think they're a great family option.
Right. And well, they're built for families. That's
absolutely
the thing.
Built
this
for families.
Is, you know, other franchise systems in the camping world are not all built for families. Some of them are. Some of them might be
this
more quiet.
This is the primary motivation. You know, you're not opening a Camp Jellystone to attract, you know, no offense, the senior
retired.
Crowd.
No.
Okay, unless they're bringing their grandkids.
And there are a lot of them that
and,
do that.
And to our listeners who are grandparents, we think this is a great option,
mm-hmm.
maybe for a weekend with the grandkids.
Yeah,
where
you
can be in some
fun.
Beautiful camping locations, but also have all kind of the fun and excitement of Disney at a more accessible and affordable level.
And I would like to say that when we've been at a Jellystone, the amount of multi-generation vacationers
right.
that I've seen
there
has really been through the roof.
There are grandparents
it's
with
been
grandkids.
Those three generations because
right.
it's the grandparents, the kids, and the grandkids. And you see those
yeah.
families all over the park. So this is a way that families do spend time
now,
together.
If you don't want to camp and be surrounded by
then
kids playing and screaming, yeah, this is probably not for you. Let's be blunt. This is for
no.
people with kids
yes.
or grandkids or maybe you want to bring the nephews or nieces
yeah.
or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of amenities and activities do you get at a Jellystone Park? And remember, we're not saying that every Jellystone Park has these amenities and activities.
No.
We have visited two Jellystone Parks, Jellystone Luray in Virginia, and now Jellystone Shangri-La in Milton, PA. So just to give you a sample of the activities, what are some of the things that you see there? Lots of crafts, right?
Well, so I think that that's a
standard.
That's a standard at most of these parks, is that they set up craft time every day. And I like the way they do it, because they have usually a free craft. Right, so any child can go down, and all the hours are different, but say a certain campground might have from 10 to 12, and they'll have like a free little craft, and it might be a little gluing, a little pom-poms, whatever, and the kids can go down.
But you can get in on the action.
Now, this is nice for kids who need those different quieter breaks, right, in
like
their day.
Like our kids?
Well, they do the playground.
It is nice to not always be frenetically.
The pool, whatever. Right. But then they love to sit and color a little bit. Our boys do, even though they're very active.
We did coloring this past weekend. Right.
So they'll have the free craft. And then also there, they have the option to purchase
a more elaborate craft. And so, the prices we've seen have been very
good.
Sure.
If you want to spend a little money, like $3 for this little piece of pottery or sculpture, and you can paint it. They also have like the t-shirts that you can use markers on and color, pillowcases that you can color. So if you have a child that is particularly craft oriented, they can spend a little time every day doing something like that. So there's the crafts. Now,
and also I want to say too, the Jellystones we visited have activities practically on the hour.
Right.
Now, I think the way it works, and again, check the one you're looking at. Don't take my word for it, is that on the weekends, they have activities on the hour. And in their high season, in the summer, I think a lot of the Jellystones have the activities every day.
Mm-hmm.
But again, check the individual
park.
Well,
I think they have standard ones.
Right. We also saw tie-dyes seem to be very standard.
Yeah. So they'll have the tie-dye. A lot of them have movies, outdoor theaters or indoor theaters. We've seen both. They have hay rides.
The morning hay rides with the characters.
And before that, the flag raising and the pledge.
Oh, let's start with the flag raising. So both Jellystones we've been to, they start the day, I think about 9 o'clock, and they raise the flag
and
they do
the
pledge of allegiance, and the characters show up to do this.
Yes.
And I have to say that is a lovely tradition. It is patriotic. It is teaching the kids that, hey, we live in this big, beautiful country and we need to appreciate it and be thankful for it.
And our boys will be like, we got to get down for the pledge of allegiance.
And hands are over hearts and everyone is, you know, saluting that flag and the characters are there, and it really, it's a nice way to start a day of camping.
Yeah. So that's a really cute tradition that they have at a lot of the parks.
And then the hay rides.
Okay,
let's say a little bit more about the hay rides, because usually they're character hay rides. So the kids get to go on the hay ride, and Yogi's going to go with them. And our boys do not want to miss those hay rides.
No.
In fact, they want to go again.
And they'll usually run multiple hay rides.
They'll usually go till everybody gets to go, from what we've seen.
Exactly, and that's
we appreciate
at campgrounds.
That
we see that at a lot of different campgrounds that'll do that, and we really appreciate that, because you don't want the disappointed kids. Now, playgrounds.
What we have seen are very nice playgrounds, because these are family-centered campgrounds. You're usually going to get a nice playground, and that's
pools.
What we have seen so far. Very nice pools at both the locations we've been. Check the pictures at the local Jellystone. Now, some of the elite Jellystone parks, you see some off-the-hook water features.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jellystone
splash pads, water slides. Yeah.
Jellystone Luray had a full-on water slide, full-on splash pad area. And there are a good number of Jellystones that have those water features. That's not every single one, okay? But a good number of them do have those, and they're pretty awesome.
Yeah. So then other things that may or may not be there, but just to give you an idea of the sort of resort quality that some of these campgrounds are trying to offer families, you might see mini golf, fishing at lakes, bounce pillows.
And the mini golf at Jellystone Luray, it's really worth saying, was at no extra cost.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
The slides, the water slides were no extra cost. And, to me, it's a really value-packed family vacation, because you're paying your camping fees, which from what we saw were not at all unreasonable. And then most of the activities are built in for free.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a really great family vacation at a really great price as well. Now, we also wanted to talk about their internal ranking system. right? So we have talked about this before. Good Sam has a ranking system for their parks. KOA has their own ranking system for their parks, an award system, mm-hmm. and Camp Jellystone does as well. So in their own catalog, which we recommend you head over to campjellystone.com, and I think you can ask for a free catalog to be sent to you, their parks are scored according to the system they have of awards. So you can kind of look at these 80 parks and go, okay, this is a really highly ranked one, and this one is not. So Stephanie and I, no matter where we're camping, whether it's KOA, Good Sam, Camp Jellystone, we really take their own ranking systems very seriously.
Yeah.
Because not every park in here has all the awards.
And we've said this before. Like, you need, we only go to top reviews.
We've made it a habit to go to the highest scoring Good Sam parks, the highest scoring KOAs, yeah. the highest scoring Camp Jellystones. And if it's not part of any of those systems, we go to TripAdvisor. We really just don't go to campgrounds if they don't have really good reviews.
Yeah.
And that's served us well.
Yeah.
And, you know, we occasionally hear from friends like, oh, we went to this campground and we were so disappointed. And sadly, like, I bite my tongue and I think, yeah, the reviews of that campground are really not very good.
Yeah, we didn't want to go
like,
there.
We read those reviews and said, let's not go there.
Yeah.
So we just tend to feel that they're with the internet and the, mm-hmm. the company's own scoring systems that you can make a good decision just about every time.
Right.
And so with Camp Jellystone, we have sought out the highest ranking parks. So they give four different awards, and that's what I mean by rankings. So they have a recreation award. This is awarded to camp resorts that score an 88% or higher on the total recreation score from the guest satisfaction survey. All right, so they're actually gauging mm-hmm. guest satisfaction in terms of recreation. So if you care a lot about those activities,
right.
those amenities, you want to see that recreation award.
You don't go to one without the recreation
and
award
then expect it to
and
have
expect
all
it
of the
to
things
have
we're
those
talking
on
about.
The hour activities. Exactly.
They have an award for outstanding customer service, which is awarded to camp resorts that score an 88% or higher on the annual customer guest satisfaction survey. Okay, so obviously, you know, we care a lot about customer service. I think
we
most
do.
People do.
And let me tell you something. At that Luray, we were like...
off the hook.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Their customer service was...
it was off the
hook.
I mean,
notch.
You felt like you were in a Hilton or something.
Yes, it was. It was like concierge service at a campground.
That is how, yeah. And with a lot of younger employees as well, but incredibly well trained. There's an excellence award, and that's awarded to camp resorts that rate 90% and higher on the inspection of their facilities and operations by LSI inspectors, which is Leisure Systems, and that they hold the license.
Yeah, franchise.
Now, you know, I know a lot of people get cynical about these awards that are handed out by the companies, but they don't give them to every park.
Right.
It just takes an eyeball glance at this catalog to see not everyone's getting them.
So if you like the kinds of campgrounds that have really nice landscaping, that's going to be one that you want to look at. Because we do notice that when we go to campgrounds, the painting, you're always like, you know, they could just paint. These buildings.
Right. If you just painted that building, it would look beautiful.
Yes.
Right now, it looks kind of shabby.
Weeding the flower
right.
beds. Things like that. Like,
just that are just manpower.
That
I mean,
little
not saying,
bit of a difference
right.
between that shabby look at some campgrounds.
And a campground that feels loved.
Right. Or like right. when we stayed at the, it's funny, we keep mentioning not the Luray Jellystone, but the Luray KOA, which had that pristine.
It looked, you said it looked like the guy was walking around with scissors trimming
Absolutely.
Stray blades of grass.
When you're
right.
at a campground like that,
but
it just
and when
feels
the campground
so
feels
sweet.
So loved, it mm-hmm. makes you feel like kind of special
yeah.
being there, like
yeah.
you're loved.
You're kind of like,
it does.
You're like walking around in the campground gardens.
Look, and let's be honest, that's the Disney magic.
You're right.
I mean, that is the
yes.
Disney magic.
Because Disney's like that.
I mean, they are drying off the slides in the morning
yes.
for the kids. All right, so
ding,
the last
ding,
award
yeah.
is the Pinnacle Club. And that's awarded to camp resorts that rate 95% and higher on the inspection of their facilities and operations by leisure systems.
Okay. So bathrooms and things like that?
Everything altogether.
Okay. Just altogether everything. Like playgrounds,
yes,
facilities.
I think a total
okay.
overall score of 95% or higher. And again, they're not handing this out to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so check out this ranking system in the Jellystone catalog.
And it's easy to go through the catalog and see because they have the little symbols next to the campgrounds. So you can scan down and you can see which campgrounds have the different system. You know, like have the different awards and there's like a list of them and the little picture next to them, okay? So look, we just want to say over and over again in this podcast, do your due diligence ahead of time and reserve campgrounds and campsites that you feel confident are going to make your family happy. And if you want those hay rides, call the park and say, what's your activity schedule like? Or on a lot of park websites, they have like this week's activity schedule.
Or on their Facebook page.
Yeah, and you can look at it and get at least an idea of whether it's going to offer the thing that your family wants.
So let's talk about the Jellystones we've been to.
Okay.
Where we're going and our Jellystone bucket list.
Okay.
So we've been to Jellystone Luray and Jellystone Shangri-La in Milton, PA, which we're going to review that campground when we come back in a minute. Mm-hmm. And this summer, we're going to the Great Smoky Jellystone in Gatlinburg or near Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Very highly ranked park.
Right.
A lot of our podcast listeners have even raved about this one on our Facebook page. And then we're going to Jellystone Marion, which is another one where if you go to the reviews of Jellystone Marion, people rave about this campground. So we're super excited to be visiting both of those. So what's on our Jellystone bucket list? Okay. We really want to do the Mammoth Cave Jellystone near Mammoth Cave National Park.
Some people say is like the best.
The word on the street is that that's the best campground around Mammoth Cave.
Right.
And again, that has all four of those awards. So we really want to try and get there. I don't know if we will get there this summer. But we really want to.
It's a long drive for us.
It's a hike for us out there in western Kentucky,
Yes, it really is. It's a hike.
There's a new one called the South Haven Lake Michigan Jellystone.
And that's another
thing. It's already getting off the hook scores.
We definitely want to get to Lake Michigan and do a tour of that. That's right up there at the top.
Yeah, and this one is close to Lake Michigan, and it just seems to be sort of a rising star in the system, so I'd love to get there. Another one that I have my eye on is the Gardner Lazy River Jellystone. Now, that was purchased recently by the company that owns and operates Jellystone Luray. And you can see very quickly they're adding the water slides. They're adding all the amenities that Jellystone Luray has that we loved so much.
Right.
And that, if we don't hit traffic, we can get to that one in about 2.5 hours.
Yeah, but the problem is that one's north of the city. And hitting traffic is like
brutal. And that's near – that's in the lower Hudson Valley or the upper Hudson Valley. Forgive my ignorance there. And it's near New Paltz, which we've driven through. It's a lovely little town kind of close to the Catskills, kind of the bottom of the Catskills.
Because we camped there a couple years ago.
So that's really high up on my Jellystone bucket list. And then there's the Fremont Barton Lake Jellystone in Indiana. And this has the most off the hook water features and water slides I've ever seen at any campground.
Yeah.
And that was their campground of the year, I think last year.
Okay.
So when we head out to RV country to visit Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I laughed when you said Indiana because eventually we will be going.
We do. We want to head out to Elkhart and do some, you know, tours of the manufacturers, JCO tour and stuff like that.
So you must have that on your bucket list, so we stay there then.
And the last one is the Quarryville Lancaster South Jellystone.
And we have a lot of listeners in Pennsylvania, so this might
We have a lot of listeners in Pennsylvania. You might want to check this one out. Again, it has the big water slides, the big water feature. If you have young kids or grandkids, you might want to look into this one. We've heard some very positive things about this campground.
And that's
what
we realized. Like last year when we went to Santa's Village in New Hampshire, our boys were 5 years old. And watching them go down the water slides again and again and again, that's all they wanted to do over and over again. And you're just like, oh, there's that sweet spot. There's that age where
they could spend the whole day.
They could spend the whole day going down water slides and have the time of their life and it be just like their ideal memory from childhood.
And it does look, and frankly, it allows you as the parent to kick back.
Yes.
To enjoy the fun with them.
Yeah.
And that's what we're learning.
Because we're realizing that the value in family campgrounds is that when you're giving your kids that kind of, those kinds of activities at a campground, you're also pairing that with your type of relaxation.
Right.
You can relax. We take turns back at the camper.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take the boys down there and you're relaxing, or you do it and I'm relaxing.
A Jellystone park at its best allows the parents to unwind a little because the kids are having so much fun and they're so occupied, and allows the kids to really make some pretty tremendous memories. And I have to say,
it's the campground resort vacation.
Yeah, for our boys, I mean, they might like Disney more, but I'm not positive they would like Disney more.
I don't know. They love, and when we were coming back, we'll talk about the review of Milton, the Shangri-La in Milton. But when we were coming back, we were asking them to compare the two Jellystones. And they were like,
Yeah, we love them
both.
Like, exactly. They were looking at us like, how could you ask us to compare these two? Because just to them, it was just fun. That was fun, and this was fun.
Right. Right. So we'll be back in a second to review the Jellystone Park in Milton, PA, the Jellystone Shangri-La, which we had a great Memorial
Day weekend. Nice holiday weekend.
Yeah, we'll be sharing all the great information about that campground in a second. Hey, Cindy Bear.
Oh.
You ready for our big campground review?
I'm Cindy now.
We need morsels, not missiles.
All right.
Let's talk about Yogi at Shangri-La, Milton, PA. We had such a lovely Memorial Day weekend. The boys, this is one of the first times this has ever happened. The boys literally begged for us not to leave.
Yeah.
They said, can you guys take off work tomorrow? Can we stay another day?
We had to really talk through the whole working thing.
Yeah. We have jobs.
We have jobs. And then they started to challenge us with like, but those RVers.
And it was a big relief to you when other campers started to leave. Because I think we were like, guys, everyone is kind of leaving.
Right. I was showing them. Like, look, people have to work tomorrow. And then they were like, well, that camper's still there. I'm like, well, they might have the whole week off. Like, you know,
it was hard for them to leave because they just had that much fun. They really did. Okay. Now, as we mentioned, this was a sponsored trip, but this was only about $50 a night, I think, or $55
a
night.
Yeah,
it was a very affordable
campground.
Now, let's describe it a little bit and do the best that we can to give you a picture of Yogi at Shangri-La. So a really pretty creek wraps around the outside of the property, not all the way around,
with
but around most of it.
Tons of sites along
tons
that
of back
creek.
And sites along the creek that are water and electric. I don't believe any of them have sewer. Mm-hmm. I heard a rumor that they're going to be adding sewer to those sites over the next year or two, but they're water electric sites. Mm-hmm. I think a handful are seasonals, very nicely kept seasonals.
Yes, and not overdone,
not gaudy, just pretty seasonals with like neatly stacked firewood and you know beautiful fifth wheels. And but then also those sites are available to the public. And then there's the thing I think that we really loved about this campground that we've said over and over again, we love campgrounds with shared common areas.
Large ones.
Shared large common areas. Mm-hmm. And this campground had a bunch of them. I mean, this campground had four or five big common areas for people to enjoy.
And they were sort of spread out throughout the campground.
Different sections.
And that was nice because even though the campground was – pretty packed, I think, right?
The campground was sold out.
It was sold out. Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah, because we got the last site there, I think. And then eventually, we didn't have a full hookup site.
And they moved
out. And there was a cancellation. We got moved to a full hookup site. So the campground was sold out.
Yeah. So what they do is these shared spaces that are spread out, it really does help you feel like you're not in the middle of a crowd. And
it spreads the crowd out nicely.
They did that well in all of these. The bottom field more towards the creek.
I call it the huge lower field
because
there's a very,
field,
very big lower field, big enough to have a softball game on or a game of football.
But they also had basketball courts and volleyball.
Basketball,
nets.
Volleyball, an outdoor movie theater.
So the older kids were at that.
That's
area.
Right. And it kind of
really
kept
was.
Them, in a sense, away from the playground areas, which is kind of nice, frankly, to be honest with you. So the teenagers there were playing volleyball, were playing basketball. There were also like four horseshoe pits, or maybe even six horseshoe pits that were really nicely kept. So a lot of the adults or, you know, older teenagers were playing horseshoes.
Teenagers through adults were all over this field doing their various activities. And it was just nice to see that that age group was
I took Max and Theo down there to play catch and to do some pitching and some batting. And I had like a whole section of the field like to myself on Memorial Day weekend.
You didn't feel crowded.
No, now, not at all.
The playground, I really appreciated the same thing because they had these different play units. So they had like one of those little trains.
A pirate ship.
One of the pirate ships. And they were all sort of around the edge, so the kids really dispersed.
Right. Everything was thoughtfully placed.
It wasn't jam-packed, overcrowded. And then, of course, there was the covered play
structure. The covered play structure.
Which is like what you see in, a McDonald's.
No, imagine like the best McDonald's you've ever been to, like their indoor playground, but then this was like four times larger and better.
With all of the slides and the netting.
It had four or five slides. It had climbing. It had, I mean, I actually climbed up in there at one point to help Wesley with something. I got about halfway up there to help Wes, because Wesley was in there too.
Oh, he was in there the whole time.
And there was like five or six or seven different things you could do beyond the slides. The boys at one point spent 2 hours there easily, you know, and it was like you could sit down with a cup of coffee, chill out, chat with the other parents.
Well, the pavilion was right there and the little picnic tables and everything.
A covered pavilion.
So there are many parents, and you really have to own this as a parent in these situations. You have to look at these places as opportunities for you to experience your vacation.
Right.
So you do. You bring your cup of coffee. You bring your
magazine.
I bought a magazine and a cup of coffee and spent an hour there.
No.
You don't need to be climbing up in the play structure with your kids. You know what? Own it. You're on vacation too.
And I have to say, the other kids, it was a very safe, friendly environment. And the boys were making lots of friends. They were playing with other kids. Like, I didn't feel like, oh, I got to keep my eyes on them like a hawk here at the playground.
Yeah.
You know, and even the older kids, even the teenagers there were nice. And they had a nice spirit about them the way they played with the younger kids.
Right.
Now, there was also a smaller upper field right across from our site. Mm-hmm. So we could cross the street and play catch.
Yeah, and
we
were playing catch all weekend. Across from our site, and I'd be like, we have a big bin of like bats and balls and everything.
Yeah, and the boys were running out there.
In the morning, in the afternoon, I'd be like, go over there and play catch. And I could be there on our site and see them over there playing catch.
So our site was a good one for that reason, because we could see that field. Now, a very nice heated pool.
Right. And I did not go in the pool because
you didn't bring your bathing suit, and I think you intentionally left it at home because you're a wimp.
It has nothing to do with that. I don't like to suffer.
The first day we went in, it was Saturday.
It was 80.
The pool was heated to 84 degrees. And it felt great, and it was really hard to get out. It was really hard to get out because it's Pennsylvania in late May. It was cold getting out, but it was a nice heated pool. It was clean. It was a nice pool area.
I'm a beach girl, born and raised. I love swimming, love the ocean. I go in water when I am hot. I go into
cool. Yeah, it's Memorial Day weekend in Pennsylvania. It wasn't hot.
Yeah, no, I don't go in. I'm not like ready to cool off. So yeah, I didn't go in, but everybody else did.
So almost the entire time I was in the pool, I was holding Wesley.
He was having a good time.
Now, Wesley, we bought those rings that you can throw in the pool. Now, Wesley got a hold of these four rings, and he loved throwing the rings.
For other people.
And he eventually found these two nice girls who were enjoying diving to the bottom and bringing Wesley back his rings.
Now, what do two-year-olds do things like over?
Yeah, Wesley had to do this 500 times, and these girls were more than willing to go along.
They were doing it 500 times too, so perfect match made in heaven.
A totally nice heated pool. We also really liked the kind of cute and cozy camp store, and you should know this about a Camp Jellystone. The camp stores are typically going to be filled with Yogi Bear merchandise.
Yeah, merchandised out.
With merch. And, you know, frankly, I like that, okay?
Of course you do, you're a shopper.
I do. Like, I like to get my Yogi Bear mug, or I got a really cool Yogi Jellystone Park mug.
I guess
I like that. And you just need to know, as a parent going in, you might need to drop a few bucks.
But we
didn't
this time with our kids. They didn't get anything.
That's true. We didn't buy them a toy this time, but there was lots of camp store ice cream.
Of course there was. It was good. But we said,
I got a mug and they didn't get a toy.
You did, because that's how you are. Yeah.
But just know that in advance, there's going to be lots of the Yogi Bear merchandise. And I personally like that. I think it makes it kind of fun, kind of charming.
But they also are really good about stocking a camp store. Just Jellystones in general, I think, that have
firewood. There's going to be the basics.
But just also all of like the camp, like your camper stuff that you might forget.
Yeah.
Like I always notice that. I love a camp store that I feel like, hey, if I forgot anything, if I forgot a can opener, you know, I could go down and get it. And they
The only thing I thought they should have had a wider variety of drinks. There was
they didn't have a lot of drinks and food.
It was like a smaller fridge.
But I felt like all the gadgets and everything like that, they did have.
They had a lot of stuff and a lot of the great
campfire cooking stuff.
A lot of
like,
the great yogi merchandise, definitely. And I have to say,
cool
this
items.
Was a very affordable campground in terms of your nightly camping fee. And I think the Jellystone Park model, part of what they do is that the camping is affordable, but they do generate
money at
the camp store, which, you know, more power to them.
Right.
So back to the recreation pavilion. They had dance parties there.
Oh, my gosh.
They had bingo there.
The YMCA, the limbo.
The boys were doing the limbo.
Yeah.
They were doing YMCA. They did the hokey pokey. And the characters do come for the beginning of the dance party. Mm-hmm. And just so you know, on a Friday or Saturday night, at least at this campground, the music's thumping.
Yeah.
And you might want to consider that if, you know, if they want to give you a site that's right close to the pavilion, you might want to ask, is there going to be a big dance party there? And that ended at, look, it ended at 10 o'clock and quiet time was enforced.
But we were back at our campfire at 9 thinking, wow, we wouldn't want to be down.
We wouldn't want to be right down there. We were a good little walk away from it, but just something to consider when booking your site. You know, we like to give you guys as much site intel as we can. So what else was nice there? A catch and release fishing pond and the kit were kids fishing.
All weekend, every time I walked by that pond, there were lots of people.
Everyone had their own little space, but there were different times where there was 12 to 20 kids around the pond.
We didn't fit that in, but it was definitely
a
popular
I'm surprised.
Activity.
The boys usually
they
do
didn't
not
say anything,
let
but
us
I
off
think
the
it
hook.
Was because the pool and they haven't been in a pool so much this year, so that was like the and,
right.
the, and the playground was so exciting to them. So
yeah, they could do the playground over and over again. The campground has a very wooded setting. I think the whole Shangri-La name comes from it's like a hidden kingdom back there in the woods,
with the
water, and it is very tucked
the
away.
Creek going
You're not getting road noise or traffic from anywhere. It is pretty much off the beaten track. Now, we did want to tell our listeners that there was a wide variety of sites at this campground and a wide variety of site sizes and a wide variety of amounts of privacy.
Yeah.
So we really do recommend that you call the campground and ask, what sites do you have? What are the best sites?
Okay, so here's the thing. When we first drove in, I was like, wow, those campers are jammed in next to each other along the creek. So here it
but the
seemed,
sites were a little
but,
deep.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So you have to consider like, so the ones that back up to the creek, you get that, I guess, sort of setting and privacy towards the back of your camper.
Right.
But they're very close together. And then there's others, you know, sites
were
that
pretty,
were more
very
towards
spacious. Yeah.
The playgrounds and everything that I felt like were so wide open and you would kind
right.
of be
so
exposed.
It's possible you could have a site where you're kind of surrounded by people.
Yes.
But then there were also private sites as well where you would not have somebody on every side, and there were a lot of sites that overlooked the playfield.
That's what I was thinking. If you get one of the sites that backs up to one of the fields,
particularly
then,
that upper field,
that field is sort of
it
that
kind of creates your own little world.
Yes,
right.
It's like your privacy because you're not surrounded.
Yeah.
Now we had cabins right to the back of our site, and we're not used to that. So
right.
I felt on our site like we were very surrounded,
right?
And we don't,
and it was actually a big site, ironically.
Yeah, it wasn't
right.
small, but you just kind of felt like you didn't have that
right.
side.
There's
privacy
a lot going on there,
or the back privacy
and
that you normally
a
have.
Lot of. They have a lot of cabins and a lot of deluxe cabins there.
Yeah.
Now, while you're saying, "Oh, there were cabins right behind us, and we're not used to that," you did also comment on the fact that if you were sharing the vacation with a non-RVing family,
it
would have been perfect because you could have a one family in a deluxe cabin, one in an RV site.
This is the kind of setup that is perfect for people that want
to share
a vacation with
people. Family.
Right.
So we say this about every campground in terms of calling, asking questions about the sites. Don't just
Can
make,
I say what my favorite sites would have been?
Yeah, go
okay.
ahead, please.
So right,
we have the map here.
We mentioned that right across from us was that field
that
I sent the
right.
boys to play catch in over
right
and over
there,
again.
Right.
So
give the site numbers.
Yeah, the sites that were right there on that field
were lovely sites.
I would have been thrilled to
right.
have. And if we ever went back again, those are the ones
right.
that I
so
would
So give
book.
Some site numbers.
So there was 201 and 200.
Right.
And these sites are so close to the pool, the playground, all
a
that
short
stuff.
Walk.
But then
a
they're just
walk.
Cut out in a way that really gives a little bit of privacy in a way that I
right.
felt like a lot of the other sites didn't have. And then 603 and 602 were really great too because they just fronted
right.
that field. Now 601, I felt was too close to the dumpster on the other side. So it fronted the field also,
right.
But I wouldn't have necessarily wanted right. to be where that traffic was towards the dumpster. So that would have been my sweet spot over
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
now all of these too, right? You might like 1055,
1045.
Right, because those are the ones that overlook that lower field.
Oh yeah, those were nice. Those backed up to the lower field. And
so
then there was like a little,
you.
It was like leveled. It was terraced.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
it backed up and there's like a second little pond. Those were definitely nice sites mm-hmm. because the only thing behind you is the playfield.
Yes.
And it's actually a little bit wooded before you get to the playfield. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So 10:15 to 11:05, those were nice. Now, Stephanie said the creekside sites were close, but I still really liked them because they were deep. Okay. They
and
were long. You could fit several cars in them.
I just want people to know that you're going to have a neighbor. That's right there. Because some people might right. be okay with that to be right, right on the creek. But some
yeah.
people might be like, wow, this is really close.
Yeah, it depends. It depends what you want to. And it is a very social campground. I mean, we were chatting with people nonstop.
You're not staying at yeah. the Jellystone for quiet times.
Yeah, go to a state park. I mean, this campground is
not.
go, fun, and everyone's there to have a good time. And everyone did have a good time.
Yes.
And the people we spoke to, cool. a lot of the people we spoke to come back every year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The guy
it's
next to us said he's done, I think, 6 Memorial Day weekends in a row there.
And they were a multi-generation family.
Yes.
Many campsites,
yeah.
everyone gathered
so look,
together
this
at night.
This was a terrific family campground. We give mm-hmm. it a really, really high recommendation. And the area in Milton, Pennsylvania was beautiful.
Yeah.
But here's the thing with a good Yogi Bear campground. The boys, nobody
good
wants
luck.
To leave. I mean,
good
we
dragging
didn't,
your kids
look,
out.
We didn't even really want to leave. We
no.
were having so much fun.
It was a short weekend.
There was a few points where I thought, oh, let's drive into town because it's actually supposed to be really beautiful and there's a beautiful state park there. But we only left the campground to eat.
Yes.
And we found an awesome place to eat. Oh my gosh, the food was so good and so affordable.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1 mile from the campground. It just gives you that extra push to get to this campground. So what was the name of
all
this
right.
place?
Ready? Fence.
Fence.
That sounds great, right? You're like,
fence.
Ooh, I want to go to Fence.
Tell everybody about
okay.
Fence.
Fence is the ultimate RV FTA.
Road food
road
joint.
Food joint. It is not
it
in
It was
road
literally
food.
A roadside joint along the Susquehanna River.
This is what we talk about when we talk about perfect family dining.
Perfect.
Because it is, first of all, a local place. This was local throw and throw. This was
absolutely.
Not a tourist
people
joint.
People pulling in with the tops
everybody,
down.
There's a couple of colleges nearby and everything, and there was lots of college sweatshirts
right.
and everything.
Right.
You know, this is a local's joint. Picnic tables right along the fence. Okay, you can look on our Instagram page.
River.
Yeah, I'll put a picture in the show notes to this, too. Right over the river.
Beautiful
so you're
setting.
Sitting there at these picnic
people
tables.
People rode up in their kayaks.
So that's what people do.
Parked their kayaks.
And walk right up the steps.
Walked up the steps and ate.
Okay. Now, the service was the friendliest service
yeah,
ever.
It takes about 5 minutes to get your food there,
oh,
even if there's 100 people there.
You can sit in your car. It's like a car hop
yes,
place,
you
can, too.
We didn't do that. We took a picnic table.
Right, because we don't want our kids to eat.
A picnic table.
We don't want our kids to eat in our car. It's bad.
Right.
So, but you can pull your car up and sit there and overlook the river and eat in your car. And plenty of people do that. They come to, you know, and they put the tray on your
right.
window.
I would say
everything.
The majority of people there are eating out of their cars.
Yeah, right. yeah, which yeah. is nice because
the
it keeps
tables,
the picnic tables.
There was
tables.
Maybe 20 picnic tables
yeah,
or so.
Yeah, people would stand there for a couple minutes and then get a
the
seat.
The miracle of this place, besides how good the food is, which I'll let you get to mm-hmm. in a second, is that it was crowded, but both nights we went back. Mm-hmm. It was so good. Both nights we got a picnic table right away,
mm-hmm.
and the food was at our table in 5 minutes.
Yeah, so nice.
And tell us about the food.
Now, okay, so the menu, they keep it pretty simple. And the specialties there are the fish sandwich and the shrimp and the scallops, okay? So it actually is like a fish joint, which was surprising because I'm in central Pennsylvania.
The fish platter was sort of famous online.
Well, right. Like, like, if you're looking at this place, that's what everybody talks about. And it's really funny because it's like being up in Maine where the lobster roll is served on, like, a hot dog roll. This is, like, the fish sandwich
right.
on a hot dog roll.
It was
roll.
Good
But you know
fish.
What? Holy moly, the best tartar sauce ever.
The tartar sauce is tangy.
Yes, it was good tartar sauce. It had the perfect tang. It wasn't just like this glob of mayo. It like was just so like kind of like
the fries were good.
So the, yeah, everything was good. then they also served, on top of the fish stuff, they also served like hamburgers and cheeseburgers. So you could also get that.
Milkshakes. Milkshakes. Right? Milkshakes.
Yeah. Yes.
We ordered some serious milkshakes.
We were on vacation.
The second night, I told the boys, no, you can't get milkshakes two nights in a row. And mommy was like, let them get milkshakes.
Well, because that's how I am. I'm not a treats every day kind of person. I'm a treats like special occasion. Like, hey, this is fun. Yeah. They came here and they like the milkshakes. Give them milkshakes again. You know, like to me, that's what life's all about. You know,
absolutely. So look, we really loved Yogi at Shangri-La. Fence was awesome nearby. Mm-hmm. There are lots of things to do in the area with the river and some beautiful state parks from what we've heard. Oh, and actually on our ride to the park, we saw on the Good Sam blog that somebody had posted a post about mm-hmm. things to do in Milton, PA.
Yeah.
And so there's some stuff to do there. And I'd like to get back to stay at this campground and see more of this beautiful part of the great state of Pennsylvania. We'll be back in a second with some great Yogi Bear film reviews and cartoon reviews. You want to hear these. So for this episode's recommendation of the week, we wanted to point you towards some great DVDs to kind of like perfect your Yogi Bear camping trip, right?
Yeah, set up the theme, get the kids excited.
Yeah, to kind of have you, if you're going to a Yogi Bear campground, you're on sort of a thematic trip to begin with. Might as well go all the way and bring some of the Yogi Bear DVDs with you. So we wanted to recommend three different DVDs that we really enjoyed all of them. Two of them I love, and then the third we really enjoy. So there is a box set of all 33 episodes of the original Hanna-Barbera Yogi Bear show, which was on television starting in 1961. And these are real classics. And Yogi was the first breakout star in the Hanna-Barbera group of cartoons. So they went on to do the Flintstones, the Jetsons, Scooby-Doo, and the Smurfs, among others. But Yogi was their first superstar. I love this box set, and it's actually wittier and funnier than I had ever remembered from when I watched them as a kid.
Well, I think that's always the case. I always think when you watch cartoons as an adult, you're like, oh, you know?
Well, particularly those cartoons from like the 60s and the 70s have some adult humor in them. Like I was watching an episode recently and there was like some Cold War humor in it, right?
Yeah, a lot of politics.
Yeah.
Snuck its way in.
Yeah, believe it or not. So these are really great cartoons in that classic Hanna-Barbera style, and it's 33 episodes.
Which
and
we were both surprised about.
I thought there would have been 100 episodes.
Exactly. We were both
only 33 episodes of the show. They weren't using digital animation then. So, look, these were hand-drawn cartoons. And then each episode also has two other cartoons. It has Snagglepuss and Yakky Doodle, which those are cute and charming too, but Yogi steals the show every time. So I totally recommend getting your hands on this, even if you're not going to take the kids or the grandkids camping at Jellystone Park. I think that there's a lot of fun to be had watching these old Yogi Bear cartoons. Now, the second recommendation, it's Yogi Bear's first full-length movie. It's called Hey There, It's Yogi Bear. And Cindy Bear also stars in this one. And this is really a charming movie. It has something of a decent plot. And there are some really cute kind of set musical pieces.
Is this the one where through the whole movie Cindy Bear is
Cindy is pining for Yogi.
Yeah, and
Stephanie took some offense at that. But
like the girl chasing adorable Yogi. See,
I don't know. I feel like you're missing the point of the humor there.
Of course you do.
The irony there is that she loves and adores Yogi and she's chasing Yogi and he's a slob and an idiot and he just cares about food. Right? So the humor is created out of that sort of ironic situation. Well, anyway, I like this. The boys like this. I think it's about an hour long.
You all go down to the basement sometimes.
Yeah, I think there were like
a lot of Yogi.
Well, we keep the Yogi Bear DVDs in the basement. I don't know how this developed in our house. And sometimes for like a special treat, and like if we want to like get out of mommy's hair, I'll be like, all right, guys, let's go watch some Yogi Bear cartoons downstairs. And we'll just kind of go downstairs and boob out and watch these. But we also bring them to the Yogi Bear campgrounds when we go because it actually really does add to the fun. Mm-hmm. Now, so I love those two. Now, surprisingly, the more recent Yogi Bear movie I actually kind of like. It's far from a masterpiece.
Oh, I like it.
But I think it surprised both of us.
I was charmed by it. I really was.
I was charmed by it. So Dan Aykroyd is the voice of Yogi. Justin Timberlake is the voice of Boo Boo.
Yeah. And in Squeal this, Girls.
Yeah. And in this, and Boo Boo is cute. And in this movie, they team up with Ranger Smith to save Jellystone Park. Jellystone Park is at risk.
Right.
And they join forces.
So I think it's really cute because it takes sort of a condition, you know, that you're always reading about in the media.
The national park, the sort of.
The budget cuts.
Yes, it took some kind of contemporary.
Politicians,
yes,
sort of using national parks.
Or wanting to sell it off for condos,
right,
or
exactly,
whatever.
Developing.
So it did have some like satirical elements to it, mm-hmm, actually.
And this poor ranger, you know, he got into the whole thing for love of the national park.
And
what's
ranger.
He doing? He's picking up garbage after people are leaving it behind. He can't get a bunch of people to come and visit, right?
Yeah, he can't get people out to the national parks.
Yeah. So it's really cute because it's like this ranger who just loves his national parks and he can't make his park as beautiful as he wants.
It's relevant because as we head toward the centennial of the national parks, there are two ways to look at the statistics about national parks. The first way is that more people are going than ever. But really, that's because there's more national parks than there's ever been. So the overall number's higher. But when you look at each individual park, the attendance is somewhat more of a struggle, and particularly among younger generations.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about in some ways, like making them more accessible to our modern generation. But then some people really respond differently and say, no, they still need to be as sort of pristine and we shouldn't make changes. Like we've talked about that with their campgrounds, how the campgrounds at these parks are
The campgrounds are outdated in terms of a modern standard of what a campground looks like.
But
and the campgrounds can't even take in these rigs over 30 feet.
There's a lot of people that say, well, you know what? Then don't camp at the national park. So, you know, it's an ongoing conversation, and it was done in a very funny, cute way in this movie. It's amusing because the kids just like it.
And a minimal of potty humor. I only remember sort of one sort of just total potty humor play, which was totally fine.
My whole life is potty humor right now, so I just kind of tune
There's nothing humorous
out.
About all the potty humor in this house, I'll
oh
tell you that.
Oh my goodness.
Poor Stephanie, surrounded by boys.
It's tough sometimes.
But look, we recommend all three. I would definitely start with the complete series, the Yogi Bear Show, the complete series, which is the 33-episode box set, reasonably priced. And then Hey There, It's Yogi Bear was one of those DVDs that was like $6.99 or $7 on Amazon. Total charm fest, and it would be a load of fun to buy these and bring them to a Jellystone Park and enjoy a completely thematic weekend.
Yeah.
So that's our recommendation of the week. We'll be back in a second to wrap up the show.
Oh, I thought we were going to get another Hey Boo Boo.
Hey Boo Boo.
Okay, there you go.
They spend millions on missiles, but we need morsels. That, I don't know, that line got me for some reason. I was like, they're talking about politics.
You like morsels.
I don't like missiles. Thank you so much for joining us for episode 37 of RVFTA, Greetings from Camp Jellystone. Now join us next week as I read my senior thesis about Cold War humor in the new Yogi Bear movie.
Oh, that'll be riveting.
And Stephanie's going to read her postdoctoral thesis about failed feminism in Cindy Bear's character.
Wait, I have a postdoctoral thesis now?
Oh, I guess you don't. But you're working on it, aren't you?
I'm smart. Okay.
I think a book analyzing Cindy Bear's failed feminism would be fascinating.
I would have done that 15 years ago.
Also, join us next week.
Now I'll just write about packing.
Join us next week for the biggest interview we've ever scored. We're actually going to have Justin Timberlake on the show talking about his role as Boo Boo and his love for vintage Airstreams.
And you get to hear Stephanie squeal.
Would you actually squeal for Justin Timberlake?
I would squeal for Justin Timberlake.
You know,
he's
I have
adorable.
To say, well, listen, I have, here's what I have to say. I get it.
He's adorable.
I get it. I wouldn't say that about a lot of people, but with Justin Timberlake, I get it. But is it Justin Timberlake who loves the vintage Airstreams?
Oh, does he? Maybe he really will come on our
show. Oh, no. It's not Justin Timberlake.
No.
It's George Clooney. Who collects the vintage
Airstream? I think you're a little bit mixed up with Matthew McConaughey.
It's not Justin Timberlake who loves the Airstreams.
I was watching you dangle.
Matthew McConaughey. That's who it is. He loves his Airstreams. I'd like to get him on the show.
All right.
So, Matthew, we know you're listening.
We'll send an email.
We know you're... We don't have to.
No,
he's listening.
Wait, email us.
So, Matthew, Drop us a line, okay? And we'll interview you for RVFTA. Okay,
sounds
we'll give
good.
You the whole episode.
All right.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Bye.